Millennial Burnout. And Helen Peterson, an author, realized through her own experience with burnout that she tied her self-worth to her work performance. From a young age, millennials were pushed by parents, school, and society to focus on education and career. Just as playtime turned into pursuing impressive hobbies in childhood, millennials now spend their free time on side hustles and other endeavors to get ahead or just make ends meet. The pressure to juggle work, parenting, and daily tasks has made burnout a common issue. In the past, institutions like labor unions, extended families, and churches were lifelines for many, offering both social support and financial assistance. However, these pillars have weakened over time, leaving people feeling constantly on edge. Millennials, in particular, deal with shaky economic conditions and the relentless pressure to keep working. To make matters worse, they're grappling with global issues like climate change, political turmoil, and economic downturns. Millennial behavior. While many think of millennials as a single group facing similar issues, it's important to remember that each millennial's experience is unique. Stereotypes often focus on white, college-educated, middle-class millennials. But in reality, only 39% of the 73 million millennials in the U.S. in 2018 had college degrees, and 25% spoke a language other than English at home. For millennials of color, systemic racism adds extra challenges and stress to their lives. Some say millennials are wrecking entire industries, like napkins and wedding rings, by spending too much on brunch instead of saving for a house. But they don't mention the massive student loan debts, low pay, and scarce stable jobs millennials face. They also don't mention that millennials often feel overwhelmed and exhausted, leading to a reluctance to do adulting tasks like voting or paperwork. This might look like laziness or entitlement, but it's just burnout. Generational economic trends. Baby boomers, often criticized for their views on millennials, grew up in a time of strong economic stability. Studies show that millennials are generally poorer and make less money than their parents did at the same age. Surprisingly, many boomers faced similar challenges in the 1970s and 1980s as millennials do today. Policies during the Reagan era encouraged individualism, leading to fewer safety nets and more difficulties for those with lower incomes. Middle-class boomers had to work hard to maintain their social status. The fear of losing ground socially influenced how boomers approached parenting and education. Concerted cultivation is all about gearing up kids for the world of work. It's a popular way of parenting, mainly from the middle class, but it's not limited by class. Here, parents focus on education, especially getting into college, and push kids to join activities that make their college applications shine. This often means saying goodbye to free play and saying hello to stress. For many millennials, all this effort and money spent on the right activities and college isn't paying off as they hoped. Good grades don't always lead to good jobs anymore. The reality of millennial work. Many young adults are okay with low pay and unstable jobs if it means they're on track for a good career. However, some companies take advantage of this and hire overqualified graduates for low-level positions. Making shareholders happy often means cutting benefits and job security for workers. To save money, businesses hire temporary workers instead of full-time staff. Some companies in the gig economy say their jobs are just side gigs, but many people rely on them for their main income. In investment banking, there's a rampant culture of overwork. Young analysts, especially those without family obligations, practically live at the office. While long hours might mean big bucks on Wall Street, this isn't the case everywhere else. Unfortunately, the idea of working excessively has seeped into other industries. This always-on mindset isn't just bad for physical and mental health, it's also seen as a badge of honor under the guise of grit. The dilemma of freelancing. Open plan offices and monitoring software make it seem like workers need to be productive 24/7. Even in low-paying jobs like fast food and retail, employees are constantly watched and evaluated, leading to perpetual anxiety about losing their jobs. Freelancing might seem like a good choice when regular jobs have bad conditions, but it comes with risks. You don't get things like pensions or insurance, and there's lots of competition for work, so pay can be low. Big companies like Uber benefit from this by getting cheap workers without having to give them benefits or training. Making companies treat freelancers as employees would need government action. But companies like things the way they are because it saves them money. Making things better will need new laws and workers sticking together. Social media and anxiety. A 2016 study found that the typical American adult spends over 6 hours each day on their phone. For millennials, Instagram is a popular choice, offering an escape from reality. However, the carefully crafted images on social media can also cause stress. These pictures often show a perfect life, creating pressure to measure up. But what's missing is the effort that goes into making these images. They don't show the hard work behind the scenes. In today's world, the media tends to overdramatize almost everything, from gossip about celebrities to significant policy changes. This makes it hard to figure out what's important, especially with social media mixing in. It's tough to decide where to focus when everything seems like a big deal. Thanks to technology, work is now creeping into our personal lives more than ever before. While it gives us more flexibility in how, when, and where we work, it also means we're always connected to our jobs. Many people in office jobs feel pressured to be available online all the time, which shows they're worried about keeping their jobs secure. The struggle for leisure time. For many millennials, chilling out just for fun can feel like a distant dream. Their upbringing pushed them towards always being productive. Freelancers feel this even more. Taking time off means losing out on cash, and there's never a guarantee of the next gig. You'd think technology would give us more free time, but it hasn't turned out that way. Back in the 1970s, when things got tough economically, people started working longer hours to prove their worth. Companies also cut back on perks like vacation days. So, we've been losing out on chill time bit by bit. There's this idea that the best worker is the one who stays late, but studies say otherwise. Working less can make you better at your job. Participation in social activities has decreased recently. This is partly because people are finding it harder to make time, organize events, and stay close to their friends and family. Even though spending time with others is good for your well-being, many folks are just too tired to socialize. The gender gap in household responsibilities. Moms usually do most of the childcare and housework compared to dads. Back in the day, women joined the workforce to earn extra money. Dads kept being the main earners and focused more on their careers. So, moms had to handle the home and kids alongside their jobs, which was like having a second shift. Even now, dads don't feel as much pressure to help out at home. They're not as used to multitasking as moms and often don't share the mental load, keeping track of appointments, to-do lists, and all the other stuff. Dads only do about 30% of the household chores, and it's rare to see truly equal parenting. Moms end up sacrificing their own needs and free time to make up for the lack of support. Child care is often too expensive for families, and the schedules of schools don't always work well for parents who both have jobs. People are working longer hours, but there haven't been enough new options or laws to support working moms. For single moms, who raise about 20% of kids in the US, it's even harder. The struggle to manage both work and parenting isn't just a personal problem, it's a problem with our whole society. Challenges of balancing work and parenting. People don't always recognize how much work goes into taking care of a home and family, especially men who are often in charge of making laws and running big companies. These are places where changes could be made to help families, like making childcare more affordable and reliable. If childcare was easier to find, it could take some of the pressure off parents. Some women in powerful positions don't do much to help, like Marissa Meyer from Yahoo, who only took 2 weeks off when she had a baby. This kind of attitude in the workplace makes. It also means we're always connected to our jobs. Many people in office jobs feel pressured to be available online all the time, which shows they're worried about keeping their jobs secure. The struggle for leisure time. For many millennials, chilling out just for fun can feel like a distant dream. Their upbringing pushed them towards always being productive. Freelancers feel this even more. Taking time off means losing out on cash, and there's never a guarantee of the next gig. You'd think technology would give us more free time, but it hasn't turned out that way. Back in the 1970s, when things got tough economically, people started working longer hours to prove their worth. Companies also cut back on perks like vacation days. So, we've been losing out on chill time bit by bit. There's this idea that the best worker is the one who stays late, but studies say otherwise. Working less can make you better at your job. Participation in social activities has decreased recently. This is partly because people are finding it harder to make time, organize events, and stay close to their friends and family. Even though spending time with others is good for your well-being, many folks are just too tired to socialize. The gender gap in household responsibilities. Moms usually do most of the childcare and housework compared to dads. Back in the day, women joined the workforce to earn extra money. Dads kept being the main earners and focused more on their careers. So, moms had to handle the home and kids alongside their jobs, which was like having a second shift. Even now, dads don't feel as much pressure to help out at home. They're not as used to multitasking as moms and often don't share the mental load, keeping track of appointments, to-do lists, and all the other stuff. Dads only do about 30% of the household chores, and it's rare to see truly equal parenting. Moms end up sacrificing their own needs and free time to make up for the lack of support. Child care is often too expensive for families, and the schedules of schools don't always work well for parents who both have jobs. People are working longer hours, but there haven't been enough new options or laws to support working moms. For single moms, who raise about 20% of kids in the US, it's even harder. The struggle to manage both work and parenting isn't just a personal problem, it's a problem with our whole society. Challenges of balancing work and parenting. People don't always recognize how much work goes into taking care of a home and family, especially men who are often in charge of making laws and running big companies. These are places where changes could be made to help families, like making childcare more affordable and reliable. If childcare was easier to find, it could take some of the pressure off parents. Some women in powerful positions don't do much to help, like Marissa Meyer from Yahoo, who only took 2 weeks off when she had a baby. This kind of attitude in the workplace makes. Key points 1. Millennials face burnout from societal pressure, economic instability, and global challenges. 2. Diversity among millennials is often overlooked, with systemic challenges for people of color. 3. Millennials are generally poorer than their parents due to economic shifts since the Reagan era. 4. Overwork culture spans industries, impacting health and glorifying excessive work hours. 5. Social media exacerbates stress by portraying unattainable lifestyles and blurring priorities. 6. Gender disparities persist in household responsibilities and societal pressures on parenting. 7. Addressing burnout requires both individual action and systemic change, advocating for policies like parental leave.